Hello, everyone. I am super pumped and excited. The very first and sold podcast. I'm Bo Goss, and I'm alongside Mr. Tracy Black.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. First and sold podcast, where we're going to talk to you about everything high school athletics in the state of Alabama. We're going to give you some updates on the real estate market, and we're going to talk to you about what is going on in our communities.
Man, yeah, Tracy, I'm so excited about this. We've talked about it for a while. We both just have a wonderful passion for high school athletics, our communities, and, of course, we're both real estate agents. We love the real estate world. We love the communities. And then you get to bring sports involved. How awesome is that?
That's right. That's right. You know, anybody that works in real estate, just like you just said, there's a passion to it. You know, you have a lot of people that will come and go in this market, but the one thing that I've noticed over the years, the ones that have sustained and done well, they're passionate about what they do, and they're community-driven, and they don't mind to volunteer and service the community. And at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. The places that we call home are what matters most.
Yep, and one thing that I love that you came up with the first and sold is you mentioned hometown teams, hometown dreams. Well, that's exactly what we're about. We're about our hometowns, we're about the communities, and we're about the sports, bringing each other together, whether it's the community, giving back to one another, supporting one another. And, of course, what we do for a living, real estate gets involved in that. But, man, I'm excited. This is our first episode, so all the listeners out there, we're just going to basically be an intro today. We're going to tell you a little bit about us, what we do, what our kind of goals are, what the future looks like with First and Sold, and we'll update you on a weekly, bi-weekly basis on all things sports, just like Tracy just mentioned. Tracy and I have a really good time together. We work together. He's over in the Florence office. He's the broker there, represents Muscle Shoals and all of Northwest Alabama. Right now, but Tracy, your team's on fire. Kudos to you guys. First quarter that you've had this year.
Yeah, it has. It's been tremendous, and that's what we talked about at the meeting last week. You know, it's one thing. The Decatur market's always been, you know, the fastest growing market, making the most in sales. But it just seems like the team this year with the Shoals area has just been on fire. We have just closed a lot of transactions. But that goes back to having great customers and having agents who care about their customers and care about their communities. And that's what it's all about. And I think that's one of the reasons or the keys behind the success that we've had so far. You know, it's just something that you want to keep going. We've had tremendous years before. And, you know, ever since Marmac bought us back in 2019, the growth has been tremendous. And go back to Mark Moody, the guy that owns our company. The one thing that I learned from him right off the bat, he cares about his employees, he cares about his agents, and he cares about his community.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And when you talk about local, you want to talk about Marmac Real Estate because it's locally owned. It's a guy who had dreams just like you and I did years ago and developed Marmac Real Estate, and it's gone from 6 agents to now we have over 180 agents, and we represent the entire state of Alabama. And so we got you covered from the pines to the palms is what we say. We have offices from Orange Beach all the way up through Decatur, Coleman, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Killen, anywhere you need, we got you covered for sure. Thank you, Mark Moody. Thank you, Marmac Real Estate, for giving us the platform and the foundation to continue and push the First and Sold product. And the First and Sold product has just been so much fun to be a part of. And so, listeners, Tracy, I'm going to ask a question for the listeners. How did First and Sold come about?
Okay. All right, first off, I'm going to give a shout out to Gary Sparks, the director down at the Coast. I mean, he's done a fantastic job with our Coastal division. Man, there's so many fantastic agents down there. And we're looking to roll First and Sold out into the Coastal division this year, which will take us basically from Orange Beach all the way up to Mobile. So we are really excited about that. So, you know, just getting out and getting to be able to recognize these student athletes as we progress. But talking about First and Sold, so back in 2018, I've always been passionate about football. I've always coached football. And I was, you know, thinking about how can I, now that I'm a real estate agent, I spent 20 years in sales and marketing, working in the oil and gas industry, got my real estate license and thought, hey, I would really like to do something that's kind of cutting edge, something different nobody else is doing. So we launched First and Sold in 2018, and the very first season that we did it, Jenna Talbot helped me run it that season. And we didn't do Players of the Week or Players of the Year. What we did was Games of the Week, and we went around and we spotlighted communities. The very first game that we did, Game of the Week, we did was Brooks and Hartsell. And so what we did, we filmed some communities in the Killen area. We filmed some communities in the Hartsell area. We talked about both schools, both programs, went out and interviewed Coach Black and some of the players at Brooks. And then, of course, Bob Gotze was at Hartsell at that time, yeah. Talked about his career. And so we did about 7 episodes that fall. It had been the fall of 2018. And we just did Games of the Week, and we kind of tied it in with the players and made each episode about spotlighting the players and their teams and stuff like that and building up the communities and talking about why each community was a great place to call home. And we'd spotlight different neighborhoods throughout the community and stuff. So it was a lot of fun. And then in the off season, Todd Nams came up to me. Coach Nams coached baseball for many, many years, coached up at Loretta, coached at Brooks, coached down at Florence. He said when he was in high school and he played over at Alexandria, which everybody knows Alexandria has been a powerhouse year in, year out in football. Sure. He said, there was a little tuxedo shop there that used to do Players of the Week. He said, they'd give t-shirts out, man. All the kids would wear those shirts up and down the halls and proud of. And I said, that's a great idea. So, you know, when you talk about First and Sold, what my envision was something to make a positive impact in the community, but a way to honor student athletes that I felt like they weren't getting the recognition for the time, because I've coached high school football. I know how much time the coaches and the players. It is a year-round job.
Yes.
And when I say job, I mean these kids are up at 5, 6, 7 o'clock in the morning throughout the summers. It doesn't end when season ends. I mean, they're working out. They're doing all these drills. And it gave me a brand-new perspective on it, just being able to help coach at Brooks with Coach Tim Bowens and Coach Brad Black for a couple of years, and then got to help at Lauderdale County with Coach Mason. And the time that these guys put in, I thought, well, man, I want to come up with an idea, a way to honor the coaches, honor the players, honor the school, and give back to our community. So we put all that in play, progressed out of the community-driven as far as the games of the week, turned it over to the players of the week, and then the final thing we put together was when somebody does a closing with us, if they list a house or they buy a house, when we close, we're going to make a donation on their behalf to the school of their choice. So it kind of all came full circle with that.
Oh, man, that's so cool. You know, you made a really good point. I mean, they give up a lot. They sacrifice a lot. The players, the coaches, they have no summers. Everybody's going to the beach with their parents and their girlfriends and doing all that. These guys are getting up at 5, going to workouts and go, you know what I mean? And I love the fact that high school sports, whether we like this or not, high school sports, as of right now, is still the last realness level of sports. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that, it's not about money. It's not about the NIL. It's not about free agency. It's not about the money. It's about the passion. It's about the community. It's about your hometown. And everybody who, where they live and where they go watch ball games, whether it's Friday night or whether it's Tuesday night in a gym basketball season, that's where they love. That's where their passion's at. That's, you know, they love their home, you know. And kudos, man. Thank you for launching such an awesome brand that we get to do that. And I'm pumped because I'm a part of it now, and I love it. I love being able to go out and meet these coaches. And I tell you what, Tracy, you and I have had this conversation many a times, but, man, North Alabama is blessed with a bunch of really good men who care about sports, who care about the players, who care about their communities. And you and I have the opportunity to get to talk to them on a weekly basis. And, man, it's awesome.
It is. It, you know, when you think about what we're trying to do or what we've actually done, and you know, I'll say kudos to you, Lester, because you took this platform and you rolled it out to your local schools. And when you had your end of the year event at Cook's Museum, it was incredible. I mean, number one, that's a tremendous venue.
Yes.
And Kerryon Johnson was an outstanding, you know, guest speaker. But just when I stood in that room and I looked across and I saw all those different, I mean, we had over 200 something people.
220 something people there. It's pretty cool.
And all the parents and all the players and the way that you ran it. I mean, you made it your own and it was very successful. And the thing about it is you're just getting started, and here we are. You know, we called it Northeast Player of the Week and Player of the Year last year, but this upcoming season, I'll still be Northwest. You'll be North Central. We're going to add another agent over to the Northeast. So we're going to basically cover Birmingham North. And then if Brian Mott takes it at the coast and runs with it, we've almost got the entire state of Alabama under the platform as we're getting ready to roll this platform out to the nation and get agents, whether they're real estate agents, insurance agents, whatever they are, car sales, any kind of sales that you work in, you can use our platform to brand yourself in the community and make a difference in local schools.
Yes. Yes, amen. And that's what's so awesome about it, you know. And, you know, kudos. You just said it. Kudos to Cook's Museum. Kudos to Kerryon Johnson. Kudos for all that were involved in the event that I was able to host here. And what Tracy's talking about is at the end of each season, we have what we call a Player of the Year event. And what happens is each week during football season in each classification, we sit down and we give out a Player of the Week award winners. So you have a Class 1A Player of the Week, Class 2A, Class 3A, and so forth. And when they win Player of the Week, they now are in the running for the end of the year to be Player of the Year. And then once we have all those athletes, we send it out to the communities, and the communities vote on who their Player of the Year is. And, man, I was blown away with the feedback that I got this past fall for my area. And I'll go ahead, Tracy, I'm going to give a shout-out to all my Players of the Year award winner in each classification. Over here, my side of the state, Class 1A through 3A, we had Matthew Fletcher, Tanner High School, Player of the Year. Class 4A was Kane McClure from East Lawrence High School. Class 5A was Ollie Howell from West Point High School. And Class 6A was Noah Lee from Hartsell High School. And Class 7A was Blake Battle from Sparkman High School. Those were all my class Players of the Year. And then my overall Player of the Year was Mr. Noah Lee from Hartsell High School. And, buddy, we've talked about it several times, Tracy. Noah loves hilarious at the event. He did so good on the mics, and he was very comfortable. I told him one day, I actually ran into him at a golf tournament this past week, a high school golf tournament. I was there as a sponsor and got to meet some bunch of cool people, see some different athletes who, you know, one thing that's cool too, Tracy, is that I saw there's a lot of multiple sport athletes in our area. You know, Noah Lee's QB1 at Hartsell, who's also playing high school golf. You know, we have a ton of football players who play basketball. So, like, I know Matthew Fletcher at Tanner High School. He's a very highly recruited guy in basketball right now at Tanner. So, I'm blown away. But Noah was just a great – he's going to be a sportscaster one day or something. He's going to do something on the TV or the radio. He's very talented when it comes to that. But just being a part of all those communities and high schools throughout this past fall was just a blessing to me. And that's one thing I do want to share with everybody. When you get involved like this, it gives back to me more than it does, I feel like, anything else. You know, it's just great to be a part of. If you're interested out there, or if you're interested in sponsoring First and Sold, or if sponsoring our podcast, we'd love to have you a part of it. We'll talk about you. We'll push you on every show. We'll push you on our websites. Reach out to me or Tracy, and we'll help you for sure get that rolling, because we got a bunch of great locally owned businesses that love to give back in our community. We'd love to give you a shout out. And I foresee us having a guest on the show every so often, maybe once a week. We'll figure that out as we continue. But I would love to have, you know, coaches, players, whoever want to come join us, introduce them to the world, the podcast world, our listeners, and just really push the, like we talk about, our schools and our communities.
That's right. Yeah, Mr. Battle there, I believe he played at Sparkman.
Played at Sparkman.
Linebacker. You know, all these kids were fantastic that night. I mean, it was amazing, but there was just something about that kid that impressed me.
Dude, he looked like he's showing up for he was in a suit.
Yeah, I went up to him after. I said, look, and what I think he said, you know, he said, I came from nothing. I had nothing, and I had listened to a motivational video earlier that day, and it was kind of like the same thing. And I told him, I said, dude, I hope you conquer the world. I said, because, I mean, that impressed me. He's just a very impressible young man, and, all of them were. I wish the best of luck to all of them. But, man, I'm going to tell you what, that kid there, he really touched my heart with what he said that night when you were interviewing him and the coach. It was pretty incredible.
You know, their parents were there. Their girlfriends were there. And just to see the passion and the love, man, it was just a cool experience. And, man, I'm looking forward to, kudos to First and Soul. We're about to start pushing a lot more other sports involved. Mm-hmm. I think we're going to have a few people that will be doing baseball and softball in the future.
Yep.
I know you had talked about pushing basketball in the future, so hang tight, everybody. Tracy Black and Bogos, we're going to try to get this thing rolling like a big freight train. Let's go.
Well, and another thing about that, with the platform itself, and we've created an online course, and within that course, one of the assignments is, it says pick your sport. So it doesn't matter. I mean, we do football here because we had a lot of success. We're very passionate about high school football. But if it's basketball, baseball, soccer, softball, tennis, it doesn't matter. You pick your sport, and we're going to give you the tools that have been proven over the last 7 years that's going to generate you business, going to generate you leads, it's going to generate you the ability to brand yourself in your local community. And that's what it's all about. And when you can separate yourself from the competition and people know you care, that's where you're going to make the biggest impact, not only in your business, but in your community. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to wrap up our football section here. I'm going to talk about what we had over in the Northwest sector this last past season with our players of the year. I think we ended up giving out 52 player of the week awards last year. And then, like you said, at the end of the season, we broke them down in per classification, let the fans vote on them. And I think we ended up having nearly 8,000 fans participate in our online voting poll, which was incredible. And that's just grown year in, year out since we launched this thing back in 2019. But running through our players of the year, and then our guest speaker this year from Alabama, I mean, Jeremiah Castile was absolutely incredible.
Fire.
It was
fire. When I left your event, I could have ran through a brick wall.
Yeah, that's the impact he had.
I mean, dude, he did. It was outstanding. And if you missed that, please try to make it to the Northwest, any of our Player of the Year events next year, people, because we were really pushing to have outstanding. And, buddy, Tracy showed up and showed out with Jeremiah Castile. That was awesome.
He was impressive.
That's going to be hard to beat, buddy.
Yeah, it will be. No doubt it will be. But, all right, so last year, Class 1A, and for 2 years in a row, Kyle Lawler from Vina won. He won it in 23 and won it again in 24, so he was our Class 1A Player of the Year. In Class 2A last year, we had Lexington's Noah LeMay. In Class 3A, we had Lauderdale County's Hudson Lash. And in Class 4A, we had Central Brock Handback. And then Class 5A through 7A from Russellville was Cam Finnessy. You know, again, congratulations to these five finalists. I mean, they just had tremendous years, tremendous athletes. But at the end of the day, good kids, good community-minded parents. I mean, it was just a tremendous event. And then, of course, the overall player of the year went to Class 5A through 7A, Cam Finnessy of Russellville, who's only a junior and rushed for over 3,000 yards and 50-something touchdowns. And he has gotten, I believe, 10 or 11 scholarship offers just after the banquet.
Hey, you know, I do radio, and you know that I do radio on Friday nights for the Priceville Bulldogs. And we had to play Cam. And let me tell you, he is like a Budweiser horse. What are the Clydesdales? I mean, dude, he puts on a show on the football field. And like you said, great guy. And we kind of made some jokes as the radio guy, Finnessy. I know that's not his name because he makes it look easy.
Yeah.
I mean, and what a heck of an athlete, and not even that, a heck of a young man. Kudos to Cam for that, man. Great, great job. And then, you know, we got basketball.
Yep. Basketball just ended.
But basketball just ended. And I tell you what, North Alabama's got some great basketball. We just got a lot of great everything up here. I'm proud to be from up here, Tracy.
Yep.
And I'll shout out, they just came out with just a week or so ago, all the people who made All-State. And I just want to give a shout out to everybody up in the North Alabama area. And Tracy, if you'd like, I'll go over the girls if you want to go over the boys.
Okay.
I can tell you in the 7A, Class 7A girls, the All-State teams. Your second team All-State in 7A goes to Elise McLean. She was from Bob Jones. Third team is Abby Grace Johnson from Huntsville. Honorable mention goes to a Bob Jones player, Ja'Kiah Smith. Your 6A girls, congratulations to Hannah Burks from Hartzell. She's your first team All-State. Third team goes to Mackenzie Sears from Muscle Shoals. I'd like to know if she's related to the Mark Sears at the University of Alabama, because I know he's from the Shoals area. I'm assuming they're probably related there. Honorable mention goes to Molly Wilson at Coleman High School. You're going down to 5A. Priceful Bulldog, Leah Childers, first team All-State player. West Point, third team, Jalen Faulkner. Honorable mention goes to Ella Copeland for Russellville. Lakin Shaddix from West Point. And then your 4A, we have Good Hope, Ava McSwain. Madison Academy, Emily Mauser. Madison Academy, Brooklyn Tucker. And Madison Academy, Coach of the Year is Krista Baldwin from Madison Academy. Your 3A girls, Mars Hill, Belly Hill. Lauderdale County has a Shyla Marks. Reagan Robinson from Vinemont, and Kaylee McEwen from Clements, and Whitesburg Christian, Savannah Bookout, and Coach of the Year from Lauderdale County, Carla Clemens. 2A, Decatur Heritage, Leslie Haynes, Decatur Heritage, Jeannie McGee, and Faultville, Leah Pierce from 2A, and then last but not least, 1A from Athens Bible School, Brooke Blakely. So kudos to all the North Alabama girls who made All-State. That's a huge accomplishment. Kudos to all you involved in the girls' basketball programs at those schools.
Yeah, and, you know, again, follow Lauderdale County, state champion. They've won several state championships, but her getting them back there this year and taking home that blue map, that was awesome, and congratulations to the Tigers. And so let's run through some highlights here for the boys basketball this year. We're going to start in Class 7A. First team All-State was Gossett, J.D. Gossett from Huntsville High School. He is a 6'5 senior guard. And then from Florence High School, who played for the state championship this year, we had senior Bryant James, a 6'2 guard. And then second team All-State, we had Jalen Chandler, again from Florence. He was a senior forward. Center, 6'7", big kid.
Wow,
big kid.
6'7".
And then from Bob Jones, we had Caden Rackard, and he was a senior guard, 6'6". And then from Austin, we had Caden Ricks. He was just a junior forward, 6'7". And then we had Braden Rivers from Huntsville High School, senior guard, 6'7". And then honorable mention this year was Simon Walker from Huntsville, a senior guard at 6'5". And then the coach of the year in Class 7A, Coach Dylan Bertelson from Florence.
Yeah.
What a year. I mean,
yeah,
Florence.
Florence, Lauderdale County, Florence, all of them had a heck of a year, didn't they?
They did. They did. That was a great run by the Falcons, no doubt. They got hot when the playoffs started. All right, moving over to Class 6A, third team All-State, we had Jake Dora from Coleman. He was a senior guard standing at 6'2". Honorable mention, we had the Carrion Bryant from Jemison High School in Huntsville. He was a senior guard standing at 6'6". And then also honorable mention was Ty Odom from Hartzell, senior guard, 6'1".
Kudos to Ty Odom. His daddy is a Marmac Real Estate employee, Shane Odom. Kudos to Ty. Congratulations. I know that he just signed last week.
Yep.
With Montevallo.
That's awesome. That is awesome. All right, moving down to Class 5A, first team All-State, we had Zach Kane from East Limestone, 6'3", senior guard. We had E.J. King from Russellville, a 6'2", senior guard. And then on second team All-State, we had Braylon Dame from Lawrence County, 6'3", senior guard. And then third team All-State, we had Jay Lamar, a senior guard, 5'10", from West Point. And then honorable mention, we had Jackson Dunn from Brewer High School, a senior forward, 6'2". And then coach of the year in Class 5A was Matthew Crow from Brewer.
I'm going to give another shout out there. That Braylon Dane was also a first and sole player of the week award winner in football.
There you go. There you go. That's awesome. All right, Class 4A, first team All-State, we had Tucker Malin from Good Hope, senior, 6'3" guard. A second team All-State, we had R.J. Gurley from Brooks. He was a senior, 6'3" forward. And we also had Landon Henderson from West Point, sophomore, guard, 6', sophomore. So he's going to be back. Mm-hmm. And then congratulations, know this young man very well. Our Class 4A Coach of the Year was Brooks High School's Rusty Merks. Took them all the way to the state championship game. Congratulations, Coach Merks. And then Class 3A, we have a first-team All-State, Eli Pounders from Morris Hill. Eli had he was a tremendous football player as well. Senior guard, 6'6". He won one of our Players of the Week as well. And then third-team All-State was Caden Raglan from Whitesburg Christian. He was a sophomore forward, 6'5". That's another good-sized kid.
Yeah.
So, Class 2A for the basketball season, first team All-State, we had Brady Wilson from Decatur Heritage, a senior forward, 6'7". Second team All-State, we had Elijah Jones from Tanner, a senior forward, 6'2". And then we had Kylie Luster from Red Bay, just a freshman forward, 6'7".
Boy, 6 foot gonna, seven.
Man, you're going to hear something freshman out of that kid. And then in Class 1A, we only had one mention. We had an honorable mention come from Noah Hester over at Athens Bible, a senior forward at standing at 6'4". Hey, congratulations to all these guys. Basketball season was tremendous.
It was a good basketball season.
It was a good run, especially for the northern teams. And then just right there, when you look, Class 7A, you had a Florence coach winning Coach of the Year. And then in Class 5A, you had a Brewers coach winning Coach of the Year. In Class 4A, you had Brooke. That's three northern teams that won Coach of the Year. So outstanding job with these guys.
Isn't that cool? And then in the girls, we had two coaches of the year for the girls. So, man, I tell you, North Alabama showing out.
That's right.
In all sports, you know. And I know baseball is underway. I think we're about 2-3 weeks, almost a month away from playoffs in baseball. I do know that the baseball playoffs start April 18th in all classifications. So I'm excited about that. Let's give all the listeners a real estate update, I would say. I know that in North Alabama in general, we're all sitting around anywhere. I just know, and, you know, Madison County, for example, is sitting at 86 days on market. Their average sales price is going around $169 a foot. Morgan County is at 48 days on market, and ours is about $147 a foot. Limestone County, 87 days on market. And they're sitting at about $158 a foot. And I know over in your area, it's always going to be about the same as the Huntsville limestone area is always about the same. So interest rates to me, one thing I do want to mention about real estate, the market right now, are you getting as questions like I'm getting, how's the market going, Tracy? Should I buy? Should I sell? Isn't the market tough? I want to just put it out there. The market's super healthy. I think the market right now is healthy. And what I mean by that, folks, at this time in real estate, you have the time to go look at a house. One, there's inventory where you can go look at. Two, you do not have to make a decision right then, right now, to make a decision on buying one of the most expensive things you'll ever purchase in your life. You now have time to negotiate. You have time to think about it, pray about it, whatever you and your family need to do before you make that decision. And when you get negotiations involved, real estate agents are needed, lenders get involved, everybody involved in a real estate transaction is getting taken care of now with the market like it is. Before all this, it was just such a hot commodity. People didn't have time to think, didn't have, to me, that's not a healthy. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, you go back and people talk about 2020, 2021, which was just a rare time in the history of real estate. You know, of course, you had the tremendously low, you had interest rates sometimes in 1.7, 1.8. Everything was in the twos.
Yeah.
So you had all these people.
And that's
these
just
phenomenal,
a dream,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's right. That's never probably going to happen again in our lifetime. But if we get in the fours and fives, I mean, that's still a really good interest rate. But you've got all that, you know, craziness that was going on. You had all the people moving here from California and New York and Texas and Florida, and they were making these absurdly offers with cash that was driving rates, you know, or driving prices way above what the market value of the property was, not doing an appraisal. So we kind of, it took us a couple of years to kind of get over that in certain degree. But I think people now are coming to the realization that, hey, you're just not going to sell at that price per square foot anymore. You're going to have to price your home on a market value of yes. what it's been selling over the last 2 years. And that's basically when I go and run comparables to any customer, I'm going to go back 24 months and we're going to look within a mile radius of that property. Now, if it's a farm or if it's something in the county that's got acreage, you're going to stretch that, you know, going to stretch that sure. area out a little bit. But going neighborhood by neighborhood, you can come up with a pretty good price per square foot of what that market's been bearing over the last 2 years. But now, hey, depending on the property, the updates, the style of the house, your appraisals can vary a little bit.
That's right.
This house that's got a ton of money put into it may bear a little bit more market share than this house over here that hadn't got quite the updates. But at the end of the day, people's got to understand that houses are selling for what their market values are. And the bottom line, and this is the old cliche that can go back as old as time, is a house is only worth what a buyer's willing to give.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, we don't set the price. The market does.
That's exactly right.
The market sets the price. And I will say, and I think you'll agree with this, our market is strong. We have a great, strong market. And that's what I mean when I'm telling people it's a healthy market. You're still getting top dollar for your house, and we're being able to negotiate and do all that good thing. So I'm excited about where real estate is. I know you are because you're leading me right now. For those of you listening, Tracy and I are very competitive in different things, whether it's in real estate or sports or whatnot. And his team is leading my team right now in real estate sales. And that's not going to last very much longer, by the way, buddy.
I thought we were going to make it out of Q1, though.
And you did. You did. With flying colors, I think you're a good margin away from me, but we are coming. First of all, thank you, Tracy. I'm just in awe of being a part of First and Sold. I'm in awe about my life as far as what I am as a real estate agent. And one thing I like about what we do, I love it. I don't go to bed at sunny nights going, dang, tomorrow's Monday. You know, I get to go to bed going, man, tomorrow I'm going to make an impact in somebody's life. And I get to be Bo, and you get to be Tracy. And, man, we have a good time together. I mean, I wouldn't want to work or do anything else.
I agree 100%. And the thing about that is, if you find your passion and you find something that you enjoy, that's just like we're bringing athletics into our business, and we're getting to go out and we're getting to interact with these coaches and their staffs and the players and the schools and the communities. Man, that's what it's all about, is about making a difference. Like you said, Bago, one of our catchphrases, hometown teams, hometown dreams, and it's all about those communities. And then at the end of the day, we want to make a difference in our communities. But another one of our catchphrases is, let's make a difference in our community together.
That's
And that's what it's all about. When you do business with First and Sold, you're going to be helping future generations of student athletes all throughout North Alabama and even South Alabama to help their schools do better, to help their facilities, to help their academics, everything that's involved in that school. That's what we want to give back to. And we can do it with your partnership and your help.
That's exactly right. I love how you worded that. So if you're out there and you're listening and you want to help push your community, your local schools, give First and Sold a call. We'll help you figure out a way to do that, whether it's purchasing, selling, or just jumping on our team and donating.
That's right.
We can help you do it in any other way. And one way that we're able to give back into our schools is by people using us in the real estate world.
That's right. That's right.
So thank you. Thank you for everything that you're doing. Is there anything you want to go over? First episode, folks, please know that more and more to come on a weekly basis, and we'll dive right into every sport every week. We're going to have guest speakers. It's going to be fun, man. I'm looking forward to it, Tracy.
Yeah, and we've got Brett Pittman and Courtney Hunter are actually going to be rolling out next week. Some of our they're not going to be players of the week in baseball and softball. We're going to call them MVPs.
Okay.
And so for baseball and softball, we've got their shirts made up. It's going to have first and sold MVP, and then we'll have a little plaque that we'll be giving them. And then we're going to do the same thing with these girls and these boys, is as baseball season comes to an end, playoffs and all that good stuff, at the end of the season when every team has finished competition, hopefully we've got some blue maps that are some of the teams are going to bring home, we'll have the end-of-year banquet with these guys too. We'll let the fans vote on it and bring, you know, the top 3 to 5 vote-getters out of the girl, out of softball, and out of baseball, and award those guys the same that we do with football. And so that just shows that you can do this with any sport. We're going to do softball and baseball this year, try to do basketball next year, girls and boys. But any sport, tennis, soccer, golf, cross country, doesn't really matter. You can do it all. You can use our platform to make a difference in your community. And we're very, very excited about this rolling out and taking the brand and the message that we're doing and letting, you know, letting the team grow all across the country. And, you know, hopefully within, you know, a year from now, we're sitting here and we're talking to agents in Omaha, Nebraska, or up in Maine and talking about what they're doing with First and Soul in their community.
Yeah. That'd be so cool, dude.
That'd be awesome.
That'd be really awesome. Hey, by the way, this summer we're having media days.
That's right.
It's coming up. You know, media days is a big deal for the football fans. And we're going to try to make it bigger and better. So think about SEC media day top deal. That's what we try to are giving our athletes here locally, that kind of exposure and that kind of highlight, shall you say. We do get the local media stations, Channel 19, 48, and all them involved. It's a fun experience. You said something about the community. This weekend, this Saturday, Marmac Real Estate is having 47th annual River City Run in Point Mallard. Right now, we got 466 runners signed up.
It's incredible.
To run a 5K. And for those of you that don't know, Bogos, I'm in really good shape. Like, I'm really I'm not your typical runner, by the way. If you can see us on YouTube or wherever you're watching, I have I'm a pooling guard, shall I say.
There you go.
Follow him.
Wing T.
But anyway, we are looking forward to that. We're giving back to the local CCC here by that run. Just another way that us, Bogos, Tracy, Marmac Real Estate, everybody involved, we do care about the communities. We know that you out there also care about your community. Reach out to Tracy Black. Reach out to Bogos. And we would love to help you help your community in any way that we can. If you are interested in learning to be a sponsor for this show, be a sponsor for First and Sold, we would love to talk to you soon. We'll be back next week. Thank you guys for tuning in. I'm Bogos, Tracy Black. We'll see you next week.